Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, you and the governor, Nikki Haley, hosted a press conference the other day and made a very exciting announcement about what agribusiness means to the Palmetto State.
Well, that we did. It was actually an update of the original study we did 5 or 6 years ago, and we're very excited to report that agribusiness had grown 23% since the last time we measured its economic impact, and it's just under $42 billion per year, actually 41.7, that the whole of agribusiness, of agriculture, forestry, and the direct impact of our products, the indirect to support the industry, and then the impact of salaries in the industry, they call that induced. All of that is $41.7 billion, and it makes agribusiness the largest industry in our state. It continues to be recognized as such. So we had that, and the governor was kind enough to lend her support to it so that the citizens of South Carolina would recognize this industry and be ready to support its continued growth in our economy.
Now, you mentioned the last study was in 2009, and you launched an initiative of sorts at that time. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, you're right. We found in 2009, we announced that agriculture had a $34 billion impact, that same type of study. And we just looked and said, what would it take to grow this industry by the year 2020 to where for South Carolina's economy, all of our farming and forestry and support activities, what if it could generate $50 billion? It's good to set goals, whether it's anything personally or as a family or church business. So this is a target that we have for agribusiness, and it has helped everyone from the Department of Agriculture, or Farm Bureau, or Palmetto Agribusiness Council, Clemson University, the Forestry Commission, everybody who was represented at this press conference and others. It helps us stay focused on where do we find areas for growth and the right type of growth that we want for South Carolina.
And let's also point out that it was with this 2009 study that it became common knowledge that agriculture then and now surpassed tourism as the state's number one economic driver.
Well, it does. We don't rest on that fact for any reason other than to say this is a big industry, and if we want South Carolina to continue to be the place we enjoy living, then the better our economy does, then the more we're able to afford better roads, better schools, better amenities. So no matter how our economy grows, from building airplanes and cars and tires, or harvesting beans and barley and processing those crops here in South Carolina, it is the collective job of South Carolina leadership to help grow our economy in a sustainable way that we can invest those dollars back into our state for the life we enjoy living here.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.